somebody's giving these fine people a wake-up call. Yeah.
Wake up!
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Don't just lay there.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
It is 5:08 with the Wake Up Call. Kelly and Anthony here on K-Frog. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
And good morning, Marshall.
Hello, hello.
My man. Hey, Marshall, speaking of you, yes. You're going to be back in this weekend hooking people up with tickets to see Dustin Lynch.
Beautiful.
It's a Dustin Lynch ticket weekend. Marshall's going to have your chance to win tickets to his show at Harrah's Resort, Southern California, March 31st in Funner. Tickets on sale now. Ticketmaster.com, and we're going to have some coming up a little bit later on this morning.
Yeah, this morning about 8:15, we'll give you another chance to win those tickets as well. I'm going to apologize. I am so tired. We went to the Kings game last night. It was country music night at the LA Kings, and it was so much fun. It was so cool to see everybody in their Kings jerseys and cowboy boots.
It was, yeah.
All around. Yeah, it was super cool, but it was a late night. Like, I don't normally stay up that late during the week. I'm feeling it right now.
It's a good feeling. I mean, not great feeling because
I was like, it is not a good
Kings
feeling.
Kings didn't win,
oh,
so
no.
That was kind of a bummer. We did get our cool Drew Daddy bobbleheads.
Yes, that was super cool.
Really nice. And I noticed too, throughout the game, they were doing like fun little country music bits. You and I were playing along,
right?
We obviously have an upper hand on everybody. But they also did a thing where they were giving away Stagecoach tickets.
They gave away a ton of Stagecoach tickets.
Complete rows.
Yes, every game had Stagecoach tickets to win. So, all right, I think we need to step up our game and give away some Stagecoach tickets as well.
We need to do that, too. So, 10-question takeover coming up at 7:10 this morning. It's your chance to win your way into Stagecoach.
Beautiful. Glad I made a fresh pot of coffee, too, there.
Yeah, thank
Buckle
you, Marshall.
Up, buddy.
Wake up.
Makes me wake up in the morning.
Then turn up.
Starts my day off on a good note.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
5:27 here at K-Frog. Good morning. It is the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Kel, would you ever buy haunted furniture?
No. Heck no. There is no way.
Do you believe in haunted furniture?
I believe in ghosts 100%. Do you, though?
Absolutely.
Okay.
110%.
Because every October, we get ghost stories. And back in the day, Scott was always like, they don't exist, blah, 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 blah. But he would never show up when we did any of our ghost hunts or anything like that. Yeah, a little suspicious.
Well, apparently, there's haunted furniture. There's a thrift shop in North Carolina whose social media post went viral after warning customers about a couple pieces of haunted furniture. It was a queen canopy bed frame and a highboy chest of drawers with the note. It says, please note previous owner reports that the highboy is haunted. He reports continuous nightmares for he and his wife while it was in their room, and the dog would also not stop barking at it.
Forget about it. Right there, I'm out. I wouldn't even go in the store.
But it's so funny because on this post, it's actually drawing people to want to buy it. They said it's haunted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll take it.
There are crazy people. Yeah, I think the guy who bought it bought both pieces for $1,000. Why would you bring that into your house?
No, why? Yeah, I wouldn't even want to chance it.
No, not at all.
There's no way.
Good. I'm glad you're on the same page as me because when October rolls around, you are going to be freaked out by the stories that we get of people who have, like, legitimate ghost stories.
When it was you and Scott, you guys would play on the show, you would play some of the audio back in our office, and I'd listen to it, like, oh my gosh, Kel, stop. Like, that's way too real.
Oh, they're freaky.
And he wouldn't be fazed by it, which just blows my mind. But,
yeah.
Like you said.
But he would never show up anytime we went to go do anything.
Mm.
Oh, my car broke down. Oh, I'm just too busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, you're a scaredy cat.
Poor timing.
That's what's happening.
What about you, Marshall? You believe?
Yes, I do. I've experienced a few things in my years on this planet. Yeah.
Yeah, Marshall's given us some ghost stories of his own.
Yeah, and I think Scott actually said bleh, bleh, bleh instead of blah, blah. Yeah, I'm kidding.
Hey, check out kfrog.com right now. Head over there for your chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Nashville to see this chick, Maren Morris, performing live. Going to have your chance to win that trip, kfrog.com.
Wake up every day here.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
5:49 here at K-Frog. It is the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. If you ever wanted to kick back and have a drink with man's best friend, well, now you can. There's a Texas couple who launched a line of beer for dogs. I love the names of these, Kelly.
Oh, they're the best. They started with three beers last year. There's the Mailman Malt Liquor. There's the Session Squirrel and the IPA, which is called the IPA lot in the yard. And
let's not forget the fourth beer that they're going to be unveiling next month, Crotch Sniffin' Ale.
So cute. All the drinks are either pork, chicken, or veggie-based, and they are non-alcoholic. So, yes, you can enjoy a beer, kick back with your dog, thanks to the new dog beer company, which I think is so adorable. And I got to give it to Amazon because, you know, Amazon always comes up with things that you don't know that you need until you see it, and you're like, gotta have it. Like the new dog swim trunks. Not just any swim trunks. These are swim trunks that you can get yourself a matching pair of board shorts so you and your dog can match at the beach. It's kind of cool, though, because the company is called Cove, and they're a company that recycles plastic bottles into fabric. So it's also helping save the beach because it's cleaning up things off the beach. And now you can match your best friend out on the beach. Kick back, drink a beer, you're matching board shorts. I mean, summer is set.
You're going to be the coolest tag team going on this summer.
Right? You and your dog out on the beach. Speaking of that, tomorrow we're going to have Wet Nose Wednesday. Are you ready to get shocked?
You know what's so funny is people, I've been running K-Frog's Instagram for a couple weeks, and so many messages come in saying, how come Kelly doesn't wear the collar? I swear to you, I'm not just saying this because I want you to wear it.
Because it wasn't my idea.
People are like, oh, she should. Yeah, I agree. She should have a go at it. But no. I'll wear it again.
No. This was all Anthony's idea. He was like, how about this? I'll wear a shock collar and you ask people trivia. And if they get it wrong, I get shocked. To which I said, okay, for sure.
And everybody around the building was like, really? You sure you want to do it? And I'm like, yes, let's do it. I'm regretting it, but it's for a good cause.
I just want to wake up every day and I'm not.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1
K-Frog. 95.1 K-Frog, it is 6:04 with the Wake Up Call. Kelly and Anthony, 7:10 this morning. You'll have a chance to win your way into Stagecoach with the 10-question takeover. But first, it's the grab-and-go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreessen at PlasticSurgery.com. Or you can call for a free consultation at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. All right, check this out. Big news for Dylan Scott. Him and his wife expecting baby number two.
Yay!
Yes, they announced the new baby's arrival yesterday on Instagram. Super cute picture. They have the big baby balloons. They're all dressed in black with black leather jackets, including their first son, Beckett. It is adorable. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out. KFrog.com, by the way. New baby coming in September. So we won't be seeing him at Coastal Country Jam.
All right, that's okay.
But next year, we'll probably see him when he rolls back around. All right. Sad news all around Paris Jackson and what's going on with her. According to TMZ, everybody is encouraging her to go to rehab, but she is resisting. This comes after TMZ was reporting over the weekend that she tried to commit suicide. Now, according to Paris on Twitter, she said that the whole suicide story is a complete lie. That didn't happen. But TMZ says everything happened on early Saturday morning where she apparently slit her wrist and had to be rushed to the hospital as she was placed on a temporary 5150 hold. Now, here's the interesting part about that. Even though she was put on a hold, she was released just hours after she was hospitalized, which typically isn't the case if you're on a hold.
Right.
According to TMZ, though, they said that her and her lawyer said that she was going to go to a different medical facility, and that's why how she was able to leave. I don't know. Everything is just kind of, ugh. But you got to give it up to her because poor kid has been through so much. She's only 21 years old. I'm sure she is dealing with a lot. Who knows how bad things are, but hopefully they are not that bad that it was an actual suicide attempt.
She's so pretty, too.
She's gorgeous. Yes, definitely. Netflix is launching a new live-action interactive series. It's called You Versus Wild. It's coming out April 10th. This is a new 8-episode series where viewers are actually going to be joined by survival expert Bear Grylls. Remember him from Man Versus Wild? Yeah. Now, here's the cool thing about this. Each episode will feature an interactive experience, and it has multiple choices so that you're going to have a different outcome than if your friend watched it because you're actually picking what he's going to be doing, almost like you're watching a video game.
Yeah.
But you're playing. This is all part of Netflix's new move for the they're doing like experiment when it comes to interactive entertainment. How do you feel about this? Would you rather sit there and make decisions or just show me how everything works out?
I'm just trying to Netflix and chill. Don't make me do more than I have to.
Yeah, I'm like, there's just a little too much about it. I mean, I guess if you're in that like whole video game thing, this is super cool.
That'll be appealing, but to me, no.
Don't make me think.
I'm trying to just kick back.
Yeah.
That's it. 6:07 here at K-Frog.
Wake up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I listen to the radio in the morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
6:26 with the Wake Up Call, Kelly and Anthony right here on K-Frog. All right, parents, as you take your children to school this morning, mm-hmm. keep in mind what you're going to be wearing when you go.
Yeah, one lawmaker out of Tennessee says that it is so bad that he wants to actually start a new law that there is a dress code for parents when dropping off their kids at school. He said it's time for parents to adhere to a set of rules that after hearing a number of horror stories from educators about how bad parents dress when they drop off their kids. He said one principal told him that a lady came to the office in her sleepwear with some of her body parts hanging out.
Ew.
And I mean, I'm kind of torn on this. If you're just driving up and you're dropping off your kid, you're not getting out of the vehicle, that's one thing. But you also have, like, in the back of my head of, like, okay, what if you get in an accident? You have to get out of your car at some point.
Yeah, you never know.
Are you going to be comfortable wearing your pajamas, no bra? Like, might not be the best thing. And I'm just now starting with school with Carter. Like, we're doing preschool stuff. And I can't say any of the moms show up at preschool. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're wearing that. So I haven't seen this yet. But I'm sure it's different for people who drop off their kids super early in the morning. You know, parents who aren't ready for work yet are going to go home and finish getting ready. So we thought it would be interesting, parents, to ask you, one, should there be a dress code? And two, have you seen some of these horror stories of what parents are wearing to drop off their kids?
And we put this question up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFrogRadio. I was surprised at how many people were saying no. Like, it shouldn't be a thing. Like, just wear whatever you're wearing and drop the kid off and go home. But with so many stories out there, like with, mm-hmm. like you said, mom showing up with body parts hanging out.
Right.
Ugh, might want to cover that up. There were actually some teachers commenting also saying that I would think it'd be common sense for parents to show up to an elementary school not wearing profanity or drug-related shirts.
Drug-related? Come on. Right. This is just one of those things. Yes, common sense, but most people don't have common sense.
That's too bad. But we want to hear from you. What do you think on it? You can text and call us. That number, 1-888-431-3764.
Good morning, everybody.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1
KFrog. 95.1
KFrog.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony talking about dress code for parents when you're dropping off your kids at school. A lot of people chiming in. This text message says, if I'm just driving through and dropping off my child, it doesn't matter what I'm wearing as long as I'm not naked.
Okay. Yeah, going to school naked, not a good idea. Here's another one that came through. It says, if I'm volunteering or attending a meeting during the school day, then yes, there definitely should be a dress code. But if I'm dropping off or picking up, who's going to actually police that? And that's true. I mean, is somebody going to come out and be like, excuse me, ma'am, get out of your car? But that's not appropriate.
Just like you said, you could get in an accident. Your car could stop working. You might have to get out of the vehicle for some reason. And then Timmy's third grade class is staring at you.
Gets to see everything hanging out, like the lawmaker said. All right, right now it is 6:35. You can still weigh in. Call or text us at 888-431-3764.
We can wake up and wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1 KFrog.
95.1 KFrog. 6:50 with the Wake Up Call. Kelly and Anthony. The problem, the way that parents dress when they drop their kids off at school. We're thinking of a solution. Just wear more clothes.
Wear appropriate clothes. And this isn't for all parents, but there definitely have been those stories about the parents who show up and you're like, what are you thinking? Why would you wear that to drop your kids off at school? We're having tons of teachers really weighing in on what's going on. This one says, there definitely should be a dress code. I'm a teacher twice. I had a mom come pick up her kindergartner in a baby doll dress and a jacket. She bent over. You could see everything. Not appropriate.
No, especially when you're, I mean, I get it if you're around other parents, but like the kids too, you don't want to see that.
No.
This one says, nope, drop them off in your PJs. Payback for their saggy pants.
All right. This one's totally opposite. It says, yes, the number one rule should be no showing up in pajamas. If you want your kids to look nice, you should set an example.
I'm wondering too, are there teachers and staff members that are dressing inappropriately also? Because there was a message that came in. Principal, assistant principals, admin, all teachers also need to dress appropriately.
I'm sure there's cases of those as well. That's a whole different discussion, though. How do you feel about having a dress code for parents?
Oh,
I believe there should be. I used to work at an elementary school, and we had parents show up all the time wearing pot leaves all over them, and then a lot of the parents, surprisingly, had ankle bracelets.
Oh, yeah, cover those up.
If you're wearing an ankle bracelet, I really don't want you around my children. I'm sorry.
Right? And why would you proudly show that off? I would have the longest pants on.
Oh, no. Nope, they're in board shorts and sandals. Like, hey, look at me. I earned this, and I don't know why you'd be proud of that, but...
Don't want to know how you earned it or what you did, but yeah, I would cover that up for sure.
This text says, stop picking up your kids with everything hanging out. You aren't going to the club. You aren't out for a Friday bar hop sesh. Put some dang clothes on.
Maybe you're trying to find that baby daddy or a new wife, though. All right, here's another one. It says, I'm a teacher. I have seen moms drop off their kids in walk of shame outfits.
Oh.
Yes. Could you imagine?
I'd be so embarrassed.
Cover it up.
Don't you're at school. Shame out taking kids to school. Gotta be smarter than that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up after 7 o'clock, today is National Let's Laugh Day. So can you make us laugh? We want to hear your best joke. Go ahead. Give us a call. 888-431-3764.
Are we awake?
Turn around and show!
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
95.1 K-Frog, 706 with the Wake Up Call, Kelly and Anthony on National Let's Laugh Day.
I love this. Spread some cheer, have a little happy day.
Yeah, which by the way, did you hear about the crook who stole a calendar?
No.
He got 12 months. Hey.
Look at you starting with those dad jokes. You don't even have a kid yet. All right, we're asking you for some of your best jokes. Let's hear them.
Where do Russians get their milk?
Where?
Moscow.
That's a total dad joke.
I like it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Good morning. Do you have a joke for us?
I have two short jokes and one long joke. Want to hear it?
Sure.
Joke.
Oh, God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. It's National Let's Laugh Day. Let's hear your best joke.
How do you count cows?
How do you count cows? I don't know how.
You count them with the cow. You later.
I love it.
Joke of the day right there.
Cute. What's your name?
Annika.
Well, you have a great day.
Thank you.
Annika takes it. Best joke.
I love it.
Calculator.
That okay.
That is amazing. Last night, it was kind of fun. We got to go to the Kings game. It was country music night, so we got to go represent K-Frog.
Yep.
And Carter gave us a good laugh. We were all sitting together, and Carter loves Anthony. And so he sees Anthony. He's all excited, and he's like, Mom, next time Monster Jam comes around, can you ask Anthony and his sister if they'll go with us? Anthony was with his wife last night.
Yeah, Tori came with.
I was like, no, baby, that's his wife. And he's like, no, Mommy, that's his sister. I was like, no, babe, that would be very, very awkward.
I see where his thinking process was coming from because we went to Supercross last month and I brought my brother. So he thinks I'm just bringing family members to every single event.
That's he's meeting the whole family. That's
Bring your dog next time.
Yeah, we should.
So look at his son, Mommy's Harry. What's going on? Stick around. We're going to have Stagecoach tickets coming up within the next 5 minutes.
Brett Young here tonight on K-Frog 7-Eleven with the Wake Up Call. Kelly and Anthony.
It is National Let's Laugh Day, so let's hear your best joke.
Why do seagulls fly by the sea?
Why do seagulls fly by the sea? Why?
Because if they flew by the bay, they'd be bagels.
Thank you.
See ya.
All the dad jokes are rolling in. All right. Man. Marshall, do you have a joke?
Well, you know, St. Patty's Day just was this past Sunday, and I went out drinking, so I took a bus. Now, that may not sound like a big deal to you guys, but I never drove a bus before, and it was quite an ordeal. Plus, when I go out drinking, there's a lot of times I go out drinking, and, you know, the worst thing is I got to go find my car and take back the one I took at the price.
Marshall, I hope this is actually just a joke and not real.
Sure. We're gonna have to report I'll tell you, it's tough. It's a rough crowd out there.
Heck no, I'm going out next St. Patrick's Day with Marshall.
I'm looking at the parking lot right now to see the bus.
Yeah, see
what's Marsh out there?
He drive today.
Here we go. Waking you up with the most country. Wake up in
the morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog, it is 7:26 with the Wake Up Call, Kelly and Anthony. Time to get down to business. 10-question takeover. Are you ready?
Sure.
Here we go. Question number one. Tomorrow kicks off the first day of what season?
Spring.
Correct.
You just got really young. All right, question number two. In the 1994 movie The Mask, what actor was behind the green mask?
Jim Carrey.
Correct.
Question number three. Dasani, Fiji, and Voss are all brands of what?
Water.
That's right.
Question number four. If you cheer for the Lions, Tigers, Pistons, and Red Wings, you like teams from this city?
Toronto.
Oh, no. Incorrect. Sorry. All right, you can still question number four if you know the answer.
Cincinnati.
No, sorry. Still stuck on question number four. If you cheer for the Lions, Tigers, Pistons, and Red Wings, you like teams from this city.
Detroit.
Detroit is correct.
Question five. What soft drink uses the slogan, "Obey your thirst," for almost two decades?
Right.
That's right.
Question number six. Today is actress Glenn Close's birthday. She starred in this Disney movie about a lot of spotted dogs.
101 Dalmatians.
You got it.
Question seven. What's the largest planet in the solar system?
Ooh, guess it's Saturn?
No, not Saturn.
Sorry.
Do you know the answer for question seven?
The largest planet is Jupiter.
That's correct.
All right, question number eight. This country music duo who sings Neon Moon and Boot Scootin' Boogie will be inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Brad Paisley?
No, sorry. Do you know the answer to question number eight?
Brooks and Dunn.
That is correct.
Oh.
Question number nine. This vodka and ginger beer drink is usually served in a copper mug.
That is a Moscow Mule.
That is correct.
All right, here we go. Question number 10. If you get this right, you win Stagecoach tickets. This Stagecoach artist has a son named Bo who just turned 11 years old.
I know this
playoff
thing I do. Is
that Jason Aldean? No, it's not.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Thanks. You get to steal on question number 10. If you know the answer, you win Stagecoach tickets. Who is it?
Luke Bryan.
You got it.
You're going to Stagecoach.
I've been calling for months.
Well, you can stop calling now. I mean, you can still call us, but you already got your Stagecoach tickets. You're good to go.
Yay!
What's your name and where you call from?
I'm Kathleen from Temecula.
Kathleen, Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, Jason Aldean, and so many more artists. You're going to see them in Indio come April for Stagecoach.
Yeah, I'm so excited. My whole family, I've been making them call.
So if they won, they had to give you the tickets or they just had to take you?
No, they had to give me the tickets.
You're on a pretty tight ship over there.
Hey, I pay the bill.
Well, the family's off the hook. You got your Stagecoach tickets. You're good to go.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Tickets available at stagecoachfestival.com. And if you didn't hear, this Friday we are doing something really cool. And it's another way you could try and win Stagecoach tickets. It's a free show, Stagecoach Showcase, with Adam Hambrick, who will also be out at Stagecoach.
Hey, come on, wake up.
Waking up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Puts me in a good mood for the day.
Uplifting.
Very funny.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog, 751 with the Wake Up Call. Kelly and Anthony coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. We're going to try to get you in to go see Destin Lynch. He's coming to town. Harrah's Resort, Southern California in Funner March 31st. Tickets are also on sale right now. Ticketmaster.com.
All right, so the other day, Carter, my son, who's 3 years old, busted out this word, and I was just like, where did you learn that? Because we're right now, he goes to preschool, so we're learning colors, numbers, letters, things like that. So I'm always like, what color is this? What color is that? So he has this little blue truck, and I'm like, all right, babe, what color is the truck? And he's like, Mommy, that's cyan.
I was like,
cyan? I was like, wait, what'd you say? And he's like, it's cyan. It's a light blue. And I was like, where did you learn that? Because I know they're not teaching that in preschool. And the only reason I know what color that is because I've changed like the printer color before. And that's and one that's of the three colors.
Yeah, that's right.
Is cyan. But I was like, where did you learn that? And he's like, what TV show? And I think it's one of his like YouTube channels that he watches. I know I'm a bad mom. He watches YouTube. But I think it was one of those where he's like learning colors. And they said cyan. And now anything that is light blue is no longer light blue. It is cyan, Mom. That's a cyan color.
That's so funny. I wonder why that stuck with him.
I have no idea. But I had to do like a double take. Like, what did you say? I thought he was like making up a word. And I was like, no, he's actually right. It is a shade of cyan. It was so weird. But it was one of those things that caught me off guard. I was like, look at my little genius. That's right.
Getting ready for Harvard.
Right?
That's so funny. Yeah, the only way I would remember that is when I was a kid, you had like that 64-pack of Crayola crayons, and there was like 13 shades of blue, and yes, Cyan
one of them
is one
Cyan.
Of them, and they were just silly, but yeah, it's, I mean, I would say blue, red, green. I'm right. Not going to go Granny Smith apple, cyan, burnt sienna.
Like, but, you know, kids are weird like that. The things that they pick up, either it's something that they heard from you, which sometimes isn't the best if they pick up words from parents, but I mean, they learn all kinds of random crazy things, but when they use it in the right context, it's like, all right, there we go. My little baby genius. So we want to hear about your geniuses. What big word did they bust out? And even better, did they use it in the right context?
You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
Waking you up. Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1
KFrog. 95.1 KFrog, 806 with the Wake Up Call. Kelly and Anthony talking about the big word that your kid blurted out and took you by surprise. So many messages coming in. This one says, my daughter is 4 years old and she recently surprised me with saying, Mommy, that looks like a hydrangea, while pointing to flowers. I got to be honest, I didn't even know what a hydrangea looked like. Now I do. Thank you, Google.
Yeah, I would have been like, sure, babe. I have no idea either. Here's one said, we went to go see my grandfather and he was acting all excited. He was talking really fast. And my six-year-old son told him, Grandpa, chill out. You're being so dramatic.
Come on, Gramps.
Yeah, give it a rest. All right, what big word did your kid bust out?
Well, when my son was two, he busted out perhaps.
Perhaps.
Perhaps is a good one.
Perhaps. We were building Legos, and he's like, perhaps we should try it this way. And I was like, whoa.
That's one of those moments that you just have to be so proud. You're like, that's right.
You're proud.
My kid is a genius.
But you're so confused. This one, it's not really a word, but it says, my four-year-old can properly and accurately identify at least 20 different types of dinosaurs. That just reminds me of, like, the kids that you see on Ellen that are named, like, states and presidents.
All the presidents,
dinosaurs.
Yes.
Like, 4 years old, how do you know that?
That's crazy. Here's another text message came in. It says, my daughter was about 4 years old at the time. My husband and I were in the front yard. We were doing yard work. He playfully smacked my butt. She came over, put her hands on her hip and said, Daddy, don't do that. That is totally inappropriate.
You're going to work in HR one day.
Right? Keep Daddy in line. What kid or what word did your kid bust out?
So my daughter's first week of preschool, we were driving to school and we're stopped at a stop sign and she goes, Mommy, look, it's an octagon sign. And I'm like, wait, what? And I have to sit there and count. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. It is an octagon sign, three-year-old.
After you were amazed, you were like super proud though, right? You're like, that's right. That's my baby genius.
I was like, yeah, okay. Stanford, here we come.
Look at us. We're such proud parents. We're like, uh-huh, they're a genius.
Yep.
My kid also eats dirt, though, so.
Go ahead, turn it up, up, up.
Brightens up your day. Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Don't stop it.
On 95.1 KFrog.